So my dating purpose is to meet and marry the man that will allow me to be the very best woman in the world I can possibly be, make the biggest contribution I can make, and allow me to be really to shine and be a world leader and not be threatened by that.
Good.
So that what that looks like is really being my rock, you know, emotional support, and to really support my vision in the world, and to provide encouragement, and a fine mind. I really, really want him to provide, you know, mental stimulation, and I want to provide inspiration back, as well as be inspired, and no babies, and lots and lots and lots of sex. Great sex. That's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you're wondering when you should say all this, right? Someone asked me on the break, so do you say this like on the first date or sometime in the first 3 months? I honestly recommend you say it all before your first date. Yeah. Say it before your first date. Before any attachment, minimal investment, put it out there. So you want to watch your reaction to that, okay? Your reaction to that is a strategic reaction. That these are the things that are true about you, and what so therefore they should be concealed. Instead of that you lead with the truth, you fly that flag from the very beginning. You can fly all this stuff publicly on Match.com or CupidsCoach.com or eHarmony or, you know, have your friends tell people. You can make a flyer about yourself. This is who I am. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I want to give. This is what I want to receive in return. But you want to remember the game is sort. Sort fast. Sort fast. Rejection is not bad. You have millions of people. Millions of people. You want to take, if they don't want what you want to provide, if they don't want to give what you want to receive, you want them to disappear. Just don't waste my time, don't waste my energy, don't waste my heart. If you we're not going in the same place to begin with, if we don't want to give each other the same thing and receive from each other the same thing. Is this starting to make sense? It's just be the one who's being reacted to. If you state, this is my purpose, these are my deal breakers, this is what I want to give and this is what I want to receive, you state all that up front, they'll react to it. And if they want to play the game you're playing, then they'll be there. They'll go, okay, I'm on for that. And then the first thing you should do is say, okay, tell me yours. What's your purpose? What are you looking for? What are your deal breakers? What is it you really want to give? What do you want to receive from me? Are you agreeing to all these things? Do you know, and you could say, well, I'm agreeing to them in principle, and I'm not going to do your laundry till we live together. But I can agree to doing, if we were married, yes, I would do your laundry, as an example. I'm not going to have sex with you until such and such a point, but yes, after then, plenty, lots, great. Are your minds screaming? Yeah, okay, that's cavewoman and caveman. That's what it is. That's instinct going, oh my God, if you do this, something terrible is going to happen. This is why I started out with, it's going to be simple, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to require courage. You're going to have to overcome fear and scarcity, the whole idea of scarcity, that they'll go away and no one will step into that spot. We have this idea that if we're not authentic, we won't be hurt. That if we don't make ourselves vulnerable, we won't be hurt. You're no less hurt. You just have many fewer opportunities to have it turn out well. It's really the idea that of being invulnerable, that you don't get hurt if you play it safe. No, it's just kind of a long-suffering hurt without ever having any chance to have your dream come true.